Peterborough residents gathered outside MPP Dave Smith's office at 864 Chemung Road on Saturday as part of a series of province-wide protests against Premier Doug Ford's Progressive Conservative government. Attendees of the April 25th protest cited various reasons for their attendance, from changes to OSAP funding, to legislation restricting the power of Freedom of Information requests, to Premier Ford's recent purchase of a private aircraft. CFFF spoke to protesters on Saturday to learn their reasons for attending and their frustrations with their provincial government.
And your affiliation for the record, please.
My name is Tina Warren, and I'm just a citizen. I care a lot about Ontario and Canada. And I'm very concerned about... Oh, we've got a great turnout today. We probably have over 100 people on both sides of the road.
Yeah.
And this protest is about Doug Ford.
Yeah.
And the sign says that you can't read it, but... Stop Doug Ford's corruption and secrecy. People are quite worried about their health care, how cuts are happening in education, how developers who have secret deals with Ford are getting preferential treatment on lands. For example, near Metrolinx, you'll see developers getting all the sweet housing spots. You'll see also some corruption with the expense of dollars towards things like skills development, Ontario Place and the spa. I mean, unnecessary expense at taxpayers' expense. And we really need a change in government. It's going to take a little while, but the two parties are moving up and are really going to have good competition to Ford.
Also in attendance were members of the Trent Central Student Association, Trent University's undergraduate student union. The TCSA organized a delegation under the banner, Hands Off Our Education. CFFF spoke to President-elect Michaela Simpson-Carty and Trent graduate Gold Jagetta in order to get a student perspective on provincial issues.
My name is Michaela, and I'm here as representative from the TCSA, but I'm also here as a concerned student.
My name is Gold. I'm an international student graduating this year, but I'm just here as a student.
I think for me, my biggest thing that I'm concerned about is a lack of accountability from Doug Ford and our own MPP Dave Smith. I think that the things that they're trying to pass in secrecy is really concerning, and it just goes to show that they're for profit and not for the people, and that's not how we should be running things. We are a nation that prides ourselves on allegedly being here for the people, and our government continues to show that that's not true. So.
It's just very interesting to see that, like, you know, they say there's no money for funding healthcare, funding education, for funding like the basic necessities for like citizens and like people that live in the country. But then there's so much money to buy a jet. There's money to buy like so many unnecessary things and put so much funding into building stuff, infrastructure where people cannot even afford to live and eat and like go to university. It's a lack of, there's a certain lack of, what do you call it now? When you don't have your priorities right. It's clear with Doug Ford and his government that they only prioritize profit. We've seen. We're gonna keep fighting. The fight doesn't end here. It's continuous across the board. And more cross like solidarity between like different partners would also go a long way with the goals they're trying to achieve.
Right.
I think that like the OSAP cuts is that first piece of agitation. I think that students are starting to be wanting to be more involved in what's going on and be in the know, which is a great thing in the sense of now all our attention is on the government. We are paying attention and we're watching what we're doing. And we're not going to let them forget that they're supposed to be here for us.
I'll just say, like, let's remember that people, like, regardless of how many investment that goes into infrastructure, people investment is necessary for a successful society. And so if we don't invest in our people, we're not building a society. We're only building wealth for a bunch of billionaires that can't even fit into that small little building. Like, it's ridiculous. So, let's make sure our priorities are right.
Members of the local NDP Riding Association were also at the demonstration. CFFF spoke to Peterborough's NDP Riding Association membership organizer, Catherine Langley, about her frustrations with the electoral system.
I'm not happy with what's happening in Ontario. I'm 81.
I expected things to be much better by now. I did not expect to be reliving the Mike Harris conservative years of when I retired. I've been retired for 28 years, and I didn't think I'd be out here on a wet Saturday afternoon protesting Doug Ford conservative government.
The April 25th demonstration comes following a month of organized student protests to OSAP changes over the month of March. Despite the limited yields of a demonstration so far, attendees seem resolved not to give up anytime soon. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Evan Robbins, broadcasting to you through the facilities of Trent Radio, CFFF, in Peterborough.